I went to work for some folks by name of Hankel, H-A-N-K-E-L. He used to live down below Kings. Me and another girl worked for them.
You and one of your sisters?
One of my friends.
Oh, okay.
Her name was Adela, Kathleen Dillard.
Kathleen
Dillard. Yeah, she and her little brother used to work there too. Jack.
And what would you do there?
Well, the same thing.
Same thing.
Washing, ironing, cooking, caning. I think we got $15 a week.
Well, that was a difference from $1 a week.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it still wasn't too much.
No, but right then we thought it was something. Well, the place where I used to get that dollar a week, they raised it to $2.
Wow.
And they started paying me $4 a month.
Wow, so it went down.
They started paying me that.
That was the one in
down up in Manio. So I took that $4 a month and I started saving it from the first part of the year. I used to save a little piece of it. And then I bought my nephews and my sister and my mom and my stepfather. I bought all of them something for Christmas.
Oh. Do you remember what you got them?
Well, I got the little boys. I went to Farmville and I bought each one of them some little underclothes.
Oh, okay.
The undershirts. And you could get them for 59 and 69 cent then.
For one pair. Wow.
And I bought my sister a dress, and I bought mama a dress, and I bought my stepfather a shirt.
Wow, I can't believe you remember all this.
And I bought them, you know, some cane and nuts and oranges. Because we used to make the Christmas tree dressing. Because they put on our Christmas tree.
You used to make it yourself?
Yeah.
Out of what?
Spools. We made color the spools.
Oh.
And get some kind of paper. And kind of curl it up, paper up, and hang on the tree. And when the men folks used to smoke cigarettes, see the pack they used to get used to have the silver paper. And we used to collect all of that from them and put that on our Christmas tree, make it into little different kinds of ornaments.
Oh, that was pretty smart.
And put on the Christmas tree.
So you just used whatever was around?
Yep.
You had to be creative. You couldn't just go and buy ready-made.
No, we didn't even know nothing about no ready-made ornaments then. Pretty much everybody then used to make their own trimming for the Christmas tree.
Oh, I think that's so nice. Even though I know it wasn't by choice, I just still think, you know, it's a nice opportunity to work together and be creative and the rest of it. So Christmas was a big holiday in your family?
Oh, yeah. That was the best time of the year for me.
Was it?
Was Christmas.
Why?
Because everybody used to enjoy Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Our children, we used to didn't get much.
Mm-hmm.
But yet and still, we used to love it.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go, you know, from neighbors to neighbors, and
uh-huh.
they'd give us a little bag of cane, a
uh-huh.
slice of cake or something.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Because children nowadays, they've seen everything. Everything they get for Christmas, it in stores right now.
Mm.
And that's why it don't seem like Christmas.
It doesn't, yeah.
Because when you got out, Al didn't come in the store not until almost time for you to get them for Christmas.
Right.
Have you seen ours about Thanksgiving?
You did what?
See orange
until Thanksgiving.
So after Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
you see
orange
in store year round.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yes. Nuts and things, you see them in stores.
Mm-hmm.
And children, well, a whole lot of them will get a lot for their birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
And when my birthday used to come, well, we never did get anything.
For the year older.
That's all. Hmm?
Did people come from out of town? Do you get visitors during Christmas?
Mm-mm. Only people who I visit is the ones who I stay right in your neighborhood.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you do for other holidays? What other holidays would you celebrate? Christmas?
No more than Christmas.
And Thanksgiving? You didn't do anything
mm-hmm.
for Thanksgiving?
No, I know it was a Thanksgiving.
Mm.
The only holiday you celebrate was Christmas.
And what would you do during the summers between while you were going to school?
Well, we used to have snow so bad during the time when William and I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
It used to start to snow around about last part of October and November.
Mm-hmm.
And then it snowed from that time, clean up until about March or April.
Wow.
The snow still be on the ground.
Wow.
And the teachers, they couldn't get to our school.
Uh-huh.
Only time we have school is in about the last part of April or May. And our school used to close the last of May.
Mm-hmm.
And we done been out of school clean up the December.
Wow. Someone else told me about the winters. Someone else mentioned how bad the winters were. Oh, it was Mr. Payne, the barber.
Mm-hmm.
He was telling me how it was snow up until April.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to believe now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We used to really get snow then.
Mm.
And when it didn't snow, well, it used to rain and the creeks get high.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the teachers, when they used to come to school, they used to have to cross creeks and things. Mm. So.
So.
Couldn't teach.
Mm. So they would close school on the first of May, even though you hadn't been in school?
Yep.
For all that time?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So what would you do at home while when you didn't have to go to school for the snow?
My name is William Rice.
Nothing but be on the inside of the house.
Just
Papa used to break a path and we used to go down to our spring.
Mm.
if they break a path in the snow.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And go down to the spring for to get water?
Yeah.
So you would just stay at home with your brother and sisters?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Would you play with them or do things with them?
Yep.
What kind of things?
They all play together. Well, so much we could go on the outside.
Right.
We used to have to stay on the inside. We used to play dominoes. That was our favorite game.
Was it? So I'm going to jump back to now when you said you were older and you were working. You had the first job in Manioc, then you had the next job in Keene. And then how long did you stay at the job in Keene?
Well, we stayed there for about a couple of years.
Oh, a while. You and your friend?
Yeah.
And how did you get there?
Well, we used to stay on the plane.
Oh, you stayed there?
They gave us a room.
You shared the room together?
Yeah. Me and the girl had a room and her little...
So he had his own room? So, where did you go after that?
Well, I started working for a man and his wife in Esmont, was named Baron and Baroness. He was from Denmark.
Oh.
And the Baroness, she was from New York.
Wow.
Well, I started working for them.
You did the same thing?
The same thing, me and another girl, another woman, Cora.
Cora?
She used to work there too.
Was she also from around here?
Yeah, she used to stay in Warren, Virginia.
Warren. So what kind of things would you do when you weren't working for them in your time off? Or did you even have time off? You did?
Yeah. Well, I just go to church on Sundays and back there on Mondays.
Did you have a chance to go back home? To come back here? Or to here?
Yeah, but my mama and father, they was all deceased then.
Oh, they were already?
Yeah.
So on weekends, would you stay at their house, or would you go anywhere?
No, we just stay on the job mostly on weekends. When I didn't go down to my sister's.
Where was your sister living?
She was living in Esmont.
Oh, she was? Was she already there?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, she was living in Esmont. Then, and I used to work for Baron.
So which church did you used to go to?
Well, we used to go to New Hope Church in Esmont.
Was it Reverend Ward? Was he the minister?
The Reverend Hughes. Reverend
Hughes.
Hughes. I thought it was Reverend Moon. Yeah, for Reverend Hughes.
Hughes. Is that the same one you had been going to since you were a kid?
Mm-mm. When I was a kid, I used to go to Reverend Allen in Chestnut Grove.
Oh, okay. So why did you go to New Hope when you...
Because that's why we was staying at that time in Esma.
So it was closer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So on your, that's what you would do when you had time off?
Mm-hmm.
Did you do things at the church, or you mean the services, or other things too?
Yeah, when they have service there, play, speaking or something like that, you know, we always usual go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, so they had a lot of things going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
It was very active.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still go there? To New Hope?
Mm-mm. I haven't been to New Hope now for quite some time now. William and I, we used to go out there pretty often. But since I got laid up here in the house, well, I don't get out much.
Yeah.
Anymore.
But that's the one you kept on going to?
Yeah.
Even when you got to be married and had kids?
Mm-hmm. We used to go there.
Hmm. So when did you meet Mr. Rush? Or when did you... Well, you met him already. But when did you...
Saint, we met at the church, did we?
Mm-mm. Met in my cousin's house, at Clifton.
We met at his cousin's house.
You mean you met the first time when you were little kids, or are you talking about when you were older?
No.
Right. So you're talking about after you came back from working on the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
So is that your cousin's house?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that, Mr. Rush?
Do I remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the very day.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember what day it was, but I remember on a Sunday afternoon when I drove this nice car in the yard, and she seen the car and liked it, so she decided to try to get those to be in.
The two-tone Packard.
Mm-hmm.
I saw one of those on TV the other day.
Yeah?
So I knew what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nice looking car.
Car, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Mm.
So we hit it on from there.
So how old were you then?
I was up in my 20s.
You were 22?
Yeah, about 22 or 23. Because I think I was going on 25 before we got married.
Wow. That's pretty old for that time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most people would have been married by then?
Mm-hmm. Or, I don't know.
No.
Mm-hmm. But I think we must be able to wait a little while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that. But you got married when
that's
what I'm doing. I'm just about 30. So you're 22 when you met, and you're 25 when you got married.
Yep.
So you went out for 3 years.
Yep. He courted for a while.
Courted. What would you do? What kind of things would you do?
Well, he took me to church and took me to the movies.
Oh, yeah?
Places
was
like
there
that.
A movie theater around here?
No, it was in town. And we didn't like dancing so much, so we never did go out to no dancing. Because he couldn't dance and I couldn't dance ever.
Oh, yeah? Well, I guess movies is good then.
Yeah.
Movie works.
Mm-hmm.
What movie theater would you used to go to, do you remember?
Well, we used to go to Paramount.
Paramount.
And sometimes Jefferson.
Oh, yeah?
Sometimes Lafayette.
And those used to show different kinds of movies, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So what was each one known for?
Western, most of them.
All of them?
Most of them.
Lafayette. He used to show mostly Western.
Mm-hmm.
And what did Jefferson show most?
How did he show most of it?
His classic, mostly.
Mm.
In Paramount. It showed. Sometimes these rated pictures.
Rated? What does that mean?
Rated.
X-rated. Oh, really? Now, would you do other things out in Charlottesville?
Hilltop and drink beer.
We used to go up to the place by name of Hilltop.
On top of Vinegar Hill and drink beer.
Really?
Listen to records.
You sit outdoors or sit?
No, inside.
Sit on the other side in the restaurant.
Listen to records.
Piccolo. Piccolo. Juice box. What do you call it?
Jukebox? What kind of music did you listen to?
Whatever comes on. Enjoy it all.
Yeah. Well, what did used to come on? Who would
well, most of the time it was Bookie Wookie was on.
Who?
Bookie Wookie.
Bookie Wookie?
Yeah.
Oh, I never heard of that.
You heard of Bookie Wookie?
No. Is that a name of a band or something?
That was a nice lot of young people playing that.
Mm-hmm.
Dance to you ever done Bobby what do you call them Bobby socks staying home to most mm-hmm. short skirts dance.
This is a whole new world you're telling me right now. Bobby socks?
Uh-huh.
Is that those little short white ones?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jitterbug.
Oh, the Bobby socks was the name of a dance?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jitterbug.
Yes, indeed.
But you didn't dance. You just listened.
Just listen and watch him.
Oh, other people used to dance.
Yeah.
So you just sit there and watch.
Mm-hmm.
I never try to do a flow song, but I didn't do that much.
Yeah.
I never could dance. I feel I was having too big.
Mm. Were there any bands that you could go listen to? Live music?
No.
I mean, I guess there was music in church. Mm-hmm.
It had probably had an organ or something in the church.
Right.
That was all. Couldn't nobody let her play that then, but now it's everything in there now.
Mm.
Piano, string music, you got an organ, we got a piano downstairs we bought. It's about five things in one. You got band, got organ, got piano, you got jazz, we're going to that thing, you got
and the organ.
Into that one machine.
Wow.
You got to hit whatever we want to hear, you hit the little key and play that one or you play the next one.
Oh. Wow.
Nice.
Where's that at church?
At church.
Oh, okay.
Anybody so, come by and say, well, I can't play this kind of music. You got a button that's switched over if you can play.
Wow. Mm-hmm. But were there any musicians like around town that used to play guitar or?
Yeah, it was some man in town, but I didn't go to them places much. But I went to the boardwalk.
Boardwalk?
Mm-hmm.
In Charlottesville. Where is the boardwalk?
Well, don't worry about it now, but y'all done changed around. It used to be down on the place called off Commerce Street back in there.
On Commerce Street?
Mm-hmm. But now since you tore that place out and then changed it.
Oh, that's what used to be Vinegar Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what was the boardwalk?
That was something like a club that you go to.
Oh. I thought you meant like a road that you walk down.
No, that was the name of the place.
Oh, that was the name of it. I see. So they had music over there, musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you all used to listen to music when you were at home?
Yeah, we used to have a little big troll.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Used to turn it.
Uh-huh.
Turn the handle.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And when the spring used to break in it, you used to get a spring out of a clock.
Oh, really?
And put in that old machine and keep playing it.
Mm.
Used to sharpen the needles on a brick.
Oh, yeah.
If the needles get dull, you won't have it play.
Mm.
He used to sharpen them on a brick. And won't be able to buy none.
You had a Victrola in your house or in the house that you were growing up in?
Well, we used to have one at home.
Mm-hmm.
My father bought one for us.
Mm-hmm.
And his cousin, they used to have one.
And did you have one also after you got married?
No, but we used to go next door and listen to him, the old William and I did. He used to go up to his cousin's house and we used to listen to all kinds of records.
Mm.
And he used to play dominoes during the time he was up there. Ears of cards, pity pat, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
But most thing we used to play was dominoes.
You like that one?
There. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So William and I used to go up there right smart after we got married.
Huh. So where did you get married?
We got married at our preacher's house.
At his
Reverend
home?
Allen.
Oh, okay.
Well, nobody there but his mom, Roberta, and my mom, Georgiana,
mm-hmm.
and the Reverend wife, her name was Bertie Allen.
And the two of you?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people, all told. Oh, and the minister, 6
yep.
people. Wow.
That's all.
Not too many people.
Mm-mm. Came back home, we didn't have too many folks at his house down there. Of course, that wasn't the house, but the house where he was in them,
right.
That one got burnt down.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you moved in together to your family's house? Mm-hmm. Mr. Resch's house.
Mm-hmm.
No. And how long did he stay in that place?
About 2 years, probably on the house.
2 years? Mm-hmm. And you said before you start building your house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that was here?
This house.
Right. This very house? Oh, wow. So when was that that you built it?
1952.
1952. And you built that one, this one, yourself, right?
Mm-hmm. Most of it.
Most of it. That's right, you were saying, except for like the plumbing or...
Yes, a bit.
The woodwork.
Yeah.
So did you have any kids when you moved in? Did you already have kids?
Two.
Yep, we had two.
Wow.
And I think we had three, Mama. Shorty and Junius. Junius born there at the house. Junius was the only one born down there.
Yeah.
The rest of them born up here.
In the house?
Yeah.
With the midway?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you had eight kids, right?
Yeah.
And?
I had two before I got married, Patricia and John.
Mm.
They was my two oldest ones.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had six more.
Yep.
It's a lot of work. And you raised them all in this house?
Yep.
Okay. And then your youngest son still, he lives here, right?
Mm-mm. No, of course he...
I'm in and out, but he don't live here. He stayed down the road there with his nephew.
Oh, okay.
Our second oldest son lived here. Third oldest.
Yep. James. I don't think he gonna ever go no farther in here.
He likes staying next to his parents.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
He's a little over 40.
Mm. So he stays close to home?
Yep.
And the other kids?
All of them out.
But close, nearby?
Yeah. Geneva stays in Charlottesville.
Uh-huh.
And Patricia, she stays up at Alvarine and Junius.
Oh, I saw that Alvarine Road. Is that where Alvarine is? When you go down Ismont Road? Okay. And Julius?
Junior.
Junior.
Yeah, William Junior.
Oh, okay.
Name after his dad.
I see.
He stays up there. They don't live so farther from each other.
Patricia.
Geneva. Oh, no, Patricia and Junior. Geneva, she lives in Charlottesville.
Oh, okay, right.
And my daughter Phyllis, I left her out here. She stays right across the yard.
Oh, right here. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there.
So you get to see them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, so you were having kids into your, like, 20s and 30s?
Yeah. I think I was up in my 30s when I had my last one.
Mm-hmm. So, were you staying at home at the time?
I was up here.
Working at home?
Yeah.
Raising the kids.
Yep.
And where did...
I used to work. I had somebody to take care of my little kids for me, and I used to work. And when my children got big enough to go to school by themselves,
mm-hmm.
well, I still work.
Wow.
I worked until I was 62.
Wow.
I'm 63. I worked for Miss Curdley. Worked for her around about 20 some years.
Wow.
And I worked for Dr. Ken Moe for about 3. Dr. Perry Ello. About 3 or 4. And I think Ms. Wise Singer, she was the last ones I worked for.
Wow. And you did day's work over there?
Yeah.
So you would come home every day?
I would come home every evening and work here at home.
My goodness. Came work in. All day and then come home and work some
yeah.
more.
Right.
That's tough.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Canyon stop.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my husband, we used to go out and buy peaches or something. I used to cane them up after I get home.
Wow. You used to buy peaches?
Mm-hmm.
Where would you buy them?
Well, from any peach orchard.
Oh, you could actually go to the orchard?
Mm-hmm.
And buy it straight from there?
Yeah.
You didn't have to go to the store to get it?
Mm-mm.
Would you go to the store for anything?
Oh, yeah, we deal at stores.
What kind of things would you get there?
Well, we used to buy beans, rice, and flour, and...
Right.
Of course, we used to raise our own meat. We didn't have
right.
to buy none of that.
I remember you saying.
And we used to raise our own chickens. Didn't have to buy eggs too much.
Right.
So the most thing we bought was just beans and flour and milk and stuff for the kids.
Yeah. It was a lot of work you all did. Hard for me to imagine. I think I work hard, but when I hear, you know, what you all had to do,
yep.
it kind of makes me feel lazy.
Yeah, for you to have to do that.
Yeah.
When you raising a family, you used to have to work.
Yeah.
We used to have to go out and buy beef until we thought about buying a calf, raising it, and killing it himself.
Wow. So you did that?
Yep.
Huh. You raised a cow over here?
Yep, we used to have a cow.
Was it a milk cow? Or?
Yep, she was a milk cow.
Wow.
William used to milk her when the boys didn't milk her.
Wow.
I used to churn, we used to get the butter.
Wow. You did everything.
Yep.
You know, it's hard for people, you know, growing up my age to appreciate all the work that goes into these things, because I just go to the store and buy butter and don't think anything of it, you know. As far as I know, butter comes from a refrigerator, you know. It comes from the store. But I think, you know, it's important to hear, to kind of remember that.
We used to dry our own lard.
You used to dry the lard?
Yep.
Oh, you mean that?
Used to kill hogs and cut the fat off
right.
from the lean.
Right.
And we used to dry that up into lard.
Oh, okay.
And we have cracklings.
Mm-hmm.
All that fat will be cracklings.
Right.
Hard and crispy like.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You deep fry it.
No, we put in an old big black pot and make a fire on the outside and set that pot on that fire.
Right.
And put all of that fat fry you done cut up.
Uh-huh.
We put that in that pot.
Right.
We put about, I usually put about a half a cup of water in the bottom of it.
So while
it will start to cooking, yeah.
Right.
And then after that, no more water. Just let it cook.
Right.
Until it gets real brown and crispy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I had to separate, I'm trying to think what it was the fat I guess it was just from the little pieces when you pull the fat off, you know how there's little pieces that get stayed inside. And we had to boil it, and then all the stuff, all the little pieces would come floating up, and that's how we would separate it out. So is that what you... That's
crackling,
the stuff on top. Mm-hmm. So you can eat that stuff?
Sure.
Yeah.
And we threw it all out. We didn't know. I bet it had some flavor.
Yeah, we used to put that in the meal.
Yeah.
And mix it up.
When you made the ash cakes.
Yep. Oh. Not ash cake, but just the whole cake.
Oh, okay.
Cornbread.
Oh, I bet it does have flavor, because I remember when we did it, it smelled like you wanted to eat it.
Yeah.
But I didn't think that you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Shows you what we know.
How dry are you doing it?
I was out on some farm because I was trying to make some soap. Oh. And we got the lard, I guess. But the lady had it in the fridge for a year, but she hadn't separated it out.
Oh.
So it was just me and my friend. My friend, she kind of grew up in a farm, but not really. And then me, I grew up in a city. So we thought we knew what we were doing. And funny thing is, when we made the soap, it ended up smelling like barbecue, you know, a pot or something. Didn't smell too great, but it worked. Do you ever make soap? Was that something
no.
that people made?
No. Did your mama make some soap once?
Yeah, it used to make, but I ain't gonna make none.
No, but we have never made none. But I think his mama, I think she made some once or twice. But
so you used to buy her soap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a long time. I did it a couple of times. It takes about 3 weeks total from when you start. Till you can actually
use it. Mm-hmm. And so, where did your kids go to
school? Some of them.
Did any of them went over here?
A little while, probably.
Mm-hmm. I think Phyllis and them did too. They went to Miss Price for a little while.
They didn't go to school over here.
Hmm?
No. You start school, you didn't help them out.
Mm. Most of the Shawty and Baby.
Yeah, they don't have for a little while. I want Baby went much of that.
Mm-mm. They went to Yance's.
They all went to Yancey.
Mm-hmm.
It was already called Yancey?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was called Yancey then. Mm-hmm.
So all your kids have nicknames, sounds like. Patricia's baby.
Yeah.
Who's Shorty?
That's John.
That's John.
Oh, okay. Is he short?
He's short.
Was,
what
he
did.
Oh.
And they call me Kenley Clunky.
Clarky?
Clunky, K-L-U-N-K-I-E.
Clunky?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
I don't know why I named him that. Well, the real name is James McKinley.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
McKinley, like the president, right? Is that what he named after?
I don't know who my sister named him after. She just picked up that McKinley from out of the blue.
Oh, she chose his name.
Mm-hmm.
Is she his godmother?
No. She just my sister, and she just named him. She named almost all of my kids.
She did?
Yeah, my sister Gertrude. She named Phyllis.
She did?
Mm-hmm. She named Geneva.
Mm.
And I think she even named our juniors.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get to name her kids?
Mm-mm. No. She named her kids.
I guess you just had a good knack for names.
Yep.
Is that what it was?
Yep. Of course, they all is deceased now.
Mm-hmm.
All of my sisters and...
Oh, her children?
No, her children is still living. She just deceased.
Oh, your sister.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Both my sisters. All three of my sisters.
Mm-hmm. And you
Gertrude,
yes.
Sarah, Helen, and my mama and dad.
Mm-hmm.
My mom and dad, they were dead long time before my sisters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a rough time to be living. It wasn't easy.
Mm-mm.
We think we got it bad. But you know,
mm-hmm.
so many things just come to us so easy we don't even think about it. And your brother is still around?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
He passed too.
So you've been living in this house since 52?
Yep.
Do you see a lot of changes in kind of in the world, you know, in terms of what kinds of experiences people have and the world people live in from when you were kids to when you had kids to the kids now?
Yeah, it's a lot of changes.
A lot of changes.
Big changes. It's the world we're left in. When I was coming up as it is now,
mm-hmm.
I had to, of course, I was young, but I had to sense then,
mm-hmm.
and we had the opportunity that the world gives to people now. I could have been anything.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, we didn't have opportunity for nothing, to do nothing,
right.
to learn nothing at all.
Right.
But now you see, you got the opportunity not to be all you want to be.
Yeah.
What you want to do, and you want to take advantage of it. You got a chance to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to school the way you want to, and you got a good way to get to school. So we know you rode the school bus.
Yeah.
Well, you got school to walk there.
Yeah, that's right.
So now they got a chance to get it, and then again, you didn't have food in school. You left home, you came back home.
Wow.
So now you see.
They didn't have any food at school?
Uh-uh. No, you didn't have no food there.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even have no kind of indoor facility there?
No.
No facility?
No indoors.
I had a little toilet in the bushes, outhouse for the girls and outhouse for the boys, go down the hill to the spring, tote the water
water to the school
to the school.
What did they use the water for?
Drink.
They had a pitcher for people,
a bucket and a cup or something. Now at school, now it just seems as heaven, I reckon, you read it. But we're back in the days.
Yeah.
I wish I could be back young again, start again.
Mm-hmm.
World like it is now. Oh, boy. Right.
In schools now, they got the ready-made heat.
Sure.
And in our school, we had to break our arm or brush.
Take it on to school.
Take it to school for to start the fire in the stove after you get there.
Wow. So you all used to bring your own wood to school?
Yep.
You carried to break it
some brush.
Oh, you
walking
pick it up on the
way? Yeah, I've been walking. Anyway, of course, I was right at the school, but I still have to go across the bushes and break a little brush before we could have a fire in the school.
Right. Wow.
And it's all of men used to cut down trees and things and saw them up for the school.
Who the fathers?
Yeah, some of our fathers will cut some wood for the school.
Huh? What would you think if I had a chance, or someone my age had a chance to go, you know, to visit you when you were a kid? What would you think would be the thing that would most surprise me, or that, you know, that I wouldn't expect to see, the most different?
At that time or this time?
Like if I, you know, if someone from my generation could see your life.
Oh yeah, could visit us when we were kids.
Right. Like what would we see? What would surprise us? Or
first thing, you probably won't be able to get there. That'd be the first thing.
Yeah.
Once you get there, and the thing would just be altogether different. I mean, it'd be so different you can't believe what's happening. There's a friend of mine in Charlottesville that I go to. I see her once a week, and she's from Ohio.
From Ohio?
And she said when she first came to this to Virginia, she couldn't believe the thing that she was seeing that was going on in Virginia.
Like
had signs, black here, white there. And you couldn't go to a white restaurant. You couldn't go to ride in front of a bus, and had to have a seat on that bus. You had to stand up, and white person had to have a seat. You get to stand up regardless of where you were going. And then again, you couldn't go into a restaurant and buy, you know, food. You'd go to the window and buy it, pay for it there, and eat it on the way home. Where you want to go, you couldn't go in there and sit down and eat it.
Right.
She said she's seen all that. She couldn't be stuff like it was happening in the world. Up in New Ohio, it wasn't like that.
Oh, it wasn't?
Wasn't that bad up there. So she came to Virginia for, it's about 12 or 14 years now. And she said, in such a little change in earth, that she can't believe this world would ever been that Jim Crowed.
Wow.
So she was riding a bus one day. She come from somewhere, and the bus was crowded. There was a seat right back next to the, probably one or two seats from the back, and there was a waiting for seats, so she went back out and sat down.
Yeah.
Somebody went next to the front of the bus from Whitebread. They got off somewhere between her place, where she wouldn't get off there, didn't they? Bus driver stopped at this guy, looked in the mirror and said, "They're fighting about it, going to the front now if you want to have a seat up in the front." She said, "That's all right, I'm comfortable, I'll stay back in." So she stayed back there.
Oh, she was a white lady.
She stayed back where the black people sitting back there, that she was all right back there. And that whole time she was in that little town where she was there, she said, never did treat her like she was nobody. She was, didn't go against the black people.
She was in Charlottesville?
She said in that time that she didn't realize that people were being treated so cold.
But even 12 years ago?
She'd been here for about 15 years.
15 years? But
this year before she was living here.
Jim Crow really affected people's lives.
It did.
In every way.
Yeah, it's a Jim Crow bus station, Jim Crow everything. But I don't know what's supposed to happen at them time, but I don't know what they were expecting. The black folks was going to do well. When they were upset, they turned right, turned black like these. I don't know what you were thinking about what it was. I don't know what to say in my life, but you know, just one little thing that was brought up in the world, I reckon.
But you were Jim Crow, but yet you still, they will have a black person working for them.
Right.
Cooking their food, you know.
Cooking their food and things, taking care of their kids, doing cleaning and different things. But yet still, you wasn't allowed to be with them during that time.
Well, what time do I have to go back to work? 10
minutes.
Most likely.
Get to work.
Yeah, I'm working on this building down the road. I'm doing some drywall for my granddaughter.
Oh, okay. Did you want to take pictures of the farm tools you were saying, or we could do it if you have to get back to work? We could set up a different time, or because I wasn't able to get a camera for this time.
Right? Yeah, I'll bring it to you. I'll get that in the sheet with you.
Oh, it's something you could carry.
Uh-huh.
I can come down with you. I don't mind.
You don't mind, but for you, if you want to, be okay.
It'd be nicer in the natural setting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could also take a portrait of you all if you want.
We can get that next time.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
It's a digital camera. It's neat because you get to see all the pictures right when you take them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to wait to get it developed.
Yeah.
Only if you have time.
I see it right there. That's right. That little villa right there.
All right.